beer or something like that.
Okay. Something on wheels that you could put a baby in and it'll lie down would be called a...
baby buggy.
Put the baby in the carriage and go out and... what would you do with him if you put him in the carriage? You'd go out and do what with the carriage?
Take him for a ride.
Okay. How would you say your children range in age? If you were talking about children, you'd say... Sally is the... would you say the... comparing children, their ages, you'd say Sally is the...
oldest.
Or a boy of 20 in comparison with the brothers, say brothers of 14 and 16, is the...
oldest.
Besides oldest, you might speak of them in terms of being grown up. He's the...
middle one.
Or Jim is grown up, but of all the boys, Tom is the... talking about age again, I guess.
Youngest.
Youngest. Your children are your sons and your...
daughters.
Your children are also your boys and your...
girls.
If a woman is going to have a child, you say she's...
pregnant.
If you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you might send for is a...
midwife.
Can you think of any other names besides midwife that might be used?
Granny woman.
If a boy and his father have the same appearance, you say the boy
favors
his father. Okay. If a mother has looked after three children until they're grown up, you say she has blanked three children.
Raised.
To a naughty child, you might say you're going to get a
spanking.
Or you're going to get a
whipping.
All right, let's think of the word grow for just a minute. If Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say Bob did what a lot in 1 year?
Grown.
You say to him, you certainly have...
grown.
Or you might say, my, how you've...
grown.
A child that's born to an unmarried woman is a...
an illegitimate.
All right. And I think they also have another term for...
bastard.
Can you think of any others? Any jesting or funny names and kidding that you might call him? What about, a black child that was born to someone and he did, say, an unmarried woman? What might you call him?
Bastard.
What about a white child?
Bastard.
Regardless. Do you have any funny names you would call him at all? You just say he's a bastard or an illegitimate child?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, if you are talking about someone and you say Jane is a loving child, but you'd say Peggy is a lot, when you're comparing her to Jane, you say...
a lot nicer.
Alright, using the word loving, what would you say?
It's more loving.
Your brother's son is called your...
nephew.
A child that's lost its father and mother is called an...
orphan.
And a person appointed to look after an orphan is its...
guardian.
If a woman gives a party and invites all the people that are related to her, you say, she asks all her...
relatives.
Would you say anything besides relatives?
Kinfolks.
If they say, yes, she has the same family name and does look a bit like me, but I'm actually...
much older.
And if you're trying to say that... even though I look like her, and we have the same name, but we're not in the same family, you might say that we're not actually...
related.
Or there we're no...
kin.
Someone who comes into town and no one has ever seen him before, he's a...
stranger.
Would it make any difference how far he had come as to whether or not you'd call him a stranger? Might you call him something else? If he's from another country, what might you call him?
Foreigner.
What would you call the name of the mother of Jesus?